Hello and welcome to another episode where we dive deep into the world of consumer protection and financial security. Today, we're tackling a topic that's increasingly important in our digital age: safeguarding against unauthorized charges. It's something that affects a lot of us, and if you're like me, you've probably been frustrated at some point by the complexities of consumer protection laws. But don't worry, because by the end of our time together, you'll have a much clearer understanding of how these laws work and how you can leverage them to protect your hard-earned money. Now, why am I bringing this to your attention? Well, in my years of teaching fraud recovery and legal recourse to over 500 professionals, I've seen just how complicated and overwhelming these laws can be for many people. They're powerful tools, but if you don't know how to navigate them, it's easy to feel lost. This guide is all about demystifying those complexities and providing you with the insights you need to move from being a novice to a real expert in protecting your finances. The urgency of understanding these laws is growing because financial fraud is evolving rapidly. The Federal Trade Commission's Consumer Sentinel Network Data Book shows that consumers lose billions to fraud each year, with payment fraud being one of the fastest growing problems. But here's the thing. Those same laws that protect you become far more effective when you know exactly how to use them. Let's start by looking at the bedrock of consumer financial protection in the United States. This is primarily upheld through robust federal statutes, especially by agencies like the Federal Trade Commission. Two cornerstone laws you need to be aware of are the Electronic Fund Transfer Act, or EFTA, and the Truth in Lending Act, known as TILA. These laws are absolutely vital in shielding consumers from unauthorized charges. Together, they grant you the undeniable right to dispute unauthorized transactions. They impose strict limits on what you might lose, and they empower regulatory bodies to take action against fraudulent practices. What's fascinating is how these acts work in tandem. EFTA, which came into being in 1978 and is implemented through Regulation E, deals specifically with electronic transactions. Think ATM withdrawals or online banking. Meanwhile, TILA, which was established in 1968 and had its credit card provisions added in 1974, focuses on credit-based transactions. Together, they create a safety net that covers almost every electronic financial transaction you make. Here's a little insider secret. These laws don't just protect you after fraud has occurred. They also serve as powerful deterrents to prevent fraud from happening in the first place. Financial institutions invest heavily in fraud prevention systems precisely because these laws make them liable for losses when they don't have adequate safeguards in place. Now, let's talk about liability limits, which I like to think of as your financial firewall. Understanding how these limits work can literally save you thousands of dollars. Under the EFTA, which covers debit cards and electronic fund transfers, your liability is limited if you act quickly. If you report an unauthorized transfer within 2 business days of discovering it, your liability is capped at just $50. And many financial institutions offer zero liability policies, which means you might not lose anything at all. But here's the catch. The clock is ticking. If you report the issue after 2 days, but within 60 days after your statement shows the unauthorized transfer, your liability can jump up to $500. Beyond that 60-day window, you might be liable for all losses occurring after that period. It's a system designed to encourage prompt reporting, which minimizes potential losses for both you and your financial institution. The part many people miss is that these timeframes are calculated from when you should have discovered the unauthorized transaction, not necessarily when you actually did. If you receive your monthly statement and don't review it for weeks, the clock may have already started ticking. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau emphasizes that learning of the loss includes constructive knowledge, meaning you had a reasonable opportunity to discover it. Similarly, with TILA covering credit cards, your liability is also capped at just $50 for unauthorized charges. Again, Many credit card issuers offer zero liability policies, effectively eliminating that $50 cap in many cases. This is a powerful incentive to use credit cards for online and in-person purchases because they generally come with stronger protections than debit cards. The strategic advantage of credit cards extends beyond just liability limits. Credit card disputes fall under the Fair Credit Billing Act, a subset of TILA, which provides additional protections. You have the right to withhold payment on disputed amounts while the investigation proceeds, which can be invaluable when dealing with large unauthorized charges. For those interested in bolstering their digital security, I highly recommend exploring advanced tips and strategies to protect your banking information. But let's not stray too far. Let's dive into the strategic approach you need when disputing unauthorized charges. From my experience teaching this to professionals, I've learned the critical importance of understanding the dispute process as a strategic endeavor rather than just a series of steps. You need to know the precise actions required to dispute unauthorized charges effectively. This often involves contacting your financial institution, providing necessary documentation, and understanding the timelines involved. The undeniable pattern across all successful dispute resolutions is this: proactive communication and meticulous record keeping are your most powerful tools. The dispute process involves specific timelines that vary depending on the type of account and transaction. For credit cards under TILA, you have 60 days from the date the first bill containing the error was sent to you to dispute a charge in writing. For debit cards and electronic transfers under EFTA, you must notify your financial institution of the error within 60 days of the statement date. Here's a game changer that most consumers miss. The initial notification can be oral, but following up in writing within the specified timeframes is crucial for maintaining your full legal protections. Most successful dispute resolutions begin with an immediate phone call followed by a detailed written complaint within 24 to 48 hours. Financial institutions are required to acknowledge your dispute within 30 days and resolve it within 90 days for most cases. However, they may take up to 180 days for complex cases or new accounts. During this investigation period, they must provide provisional credit for the disputed amount in many circumstances, essentially giving you the money back while they investigate. Now, here's where most guides get it wrong. They fail to address the nuances that can make or break a dispute. Understanding the distinction between fraudulent and erroneous charges can dramatically impact the outcome of your dispute. Fraudulent charges involve unauthorized transactions by a third party, often stemming from identity theft or sophisticated scams. On the other hand, erroneous charges are mistakes made by the merchant or bank. Knowing these nuances helps you frame your dispute more effectively and increases your chances of a successful resolution. So, there you have it. By understanding and leveraging these consumer protection laws, you can safeguard your finances against unauthorized charges effectively. Remember, knowledge is power, and being informed can turn a potential financial disaster into a manageable inconvenience. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, I'm here to help you navigate the sometimes confusing world of personal finance with confidence. Until next time, stay vigilant and keep your financial security a top priority.